All right, let's roll. Now, I'm going to share something with you all. I don't need you be religious. You're going to miss it. I don't need your revelation. You're going to miss it. It's another dimension that the Lord is leading to. First of all, we talked about how important it is that our soul be in proper contact, proper context, that it can receive what revelation or what the power of God is putting out. Come on, y'all, come on in. I have studies on my desk now. I got to go study that. But it all confirmed. I read one sheet when I came in the office, confirmed this fact, that the problem about miracles, signs, and wonders, and manifestation and demonstrations has not been with the devil so much, and it has not been with God. It's been that men do not know how to manifest or yield our soul to manifestation. Okay? Scripture, beloved, worship of all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, is a principle just like Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself, it's a gift of God. I mean, you can't change that. And so the prayers we have prayed and the word we have attended to have had some effect, but it can't be fully effective to have a 100% victory without you knowing how to align your soul with scriptures and with revelation. Okay? Romans 12, 1, 2, 3 try to give us a hint. And then in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23, 24 try to give us another hint of how that should work. It talks about the mind of Christ, talking about having the mind of the Spirit, because what I'm about to share with you now will catapult you into another dimension. You better have something to put it down or put something, because it's about to take you somewhere you've never been before. I had the glorious experience of having a family vacation with my family, and my wife and I were sitting and watching TV, and this woman came, and she started talking about your soul, how important your soul is. Well, instantly, all through my life, this has happened to me when God wants to break into another dimension, another revelation. He always set me in the right place for a person talking or a book or something. He always does that. And this woman was talking about ascending the light of God to your soul, and your soul be enlightened. Enlightened mean understanding. And she says, she talks about soaking your soul in the glory and the light of Christ. And I just listen. And then she talks about your soul in aspect, your soul. Just let me grab this thing, because I got a lot of stuff I got in my spirit and not in my mind. But that sin be in your soul. Sin be in your soul. And that sin turn into a wound. And then darkness be there. And so she told you how to take the blood and get the sin out. And you just say, I apply the blood to my soul. See, your spirit is 100% perfect. Now, your religious spirit in you going to tell you, you know what I'm talking about. Or you don't want to know. Or this is just something else. So don't let it happen to you. That's your soul messing you up then. Okay. So there's sin in your soul. Now that the sin has turned into a wound, and the wound has turned into darkness. Just sitting there. So now the Holy Spirit and your spirit is trying to press what God said in his word, what your spirit and life to you, but your soul is in rejection. Okay, now, here what happened. You take the blood, clean the sin, take the dunamis power. I'm going over there because I'm about to tell you something else. The dunamis power, which is the power of the resurrection, which create miracle power, and which, for lack of better word, erases infirmities out of your soul and your body. Okay, that dunamis power. Then you have the glorious light of Jesus, the glory and the light of Jesus to shine, and now to bring that wound totally healed. So now your soul is in a condition where it can receive what the Holy Spirit says to your spirit on down the line through your body. No manifestation I'm finding out no manifestation, God has been good to us, no manifestation can really be fully manifested without your soul. Now, like Leroy and Chantel and Barbara and her grandchild, they need a creative miracle. And not going to get it unless you understand this. This has to be understood, because I'm about to share something with you the Lord showed me this morning. So in that, you know, you did a lot of teaching in that to understand how to get your soul in harmony in the spirit world, because it's very important. Like I said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, Ephesians 1:3, who have blessed with all spirits of blessing in heaven, praying in Christ Jesus. We already, our spirits are already perfect. But our soul, which consists of our mind, our emotion, our will, and our conscience, will cause us to annihilate or cancel out what the Spirit of God is trying to get to you. All right? Now, with that in mind, and that's just a touch of the iceberg there, but with that in mind, now, the Lord spoke to me this morning. Well, let me back up and tell you what happened. Back in Florida, you remember, I saw the woman. So last night, yesterday, we had with Jesse and Kathy. And as soon as we get in the car, we drive. Jesse drive all the time, so I let him drive. I got on the other side, Kathy got in the back with Kathy, and we just let him talk. And he's talking about a man who was a pastor at his church, that the man is going out in evangelism now. And he said a man follows some of John Lake's teaching. But this man hold meetings till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. He ain't going to go to make them on one round unless he got a mighty good power going. But anyway, he made this statement. Now, they don't know nothing about it. I don't discuss a lot of things with Jesse. We talk every now and then. We just friends. We just let him talk. But they made this statement. It says, yeah, that man following some of John Lake's stuff. John Lake believe in soaking people in prayer. Now, I don't know if you heard anything about John Lake. John Lake had a tremendous track record in the supernatural. Okay. At first, his family was just dying. Eight of his family members died with some kind of sickness disease. But he got baptized in the Holy Ghost and got a revelation. And he took two of his crippled family members, a daughter, a sister, and a brother, just about dead, and they rolled back up because he got the revelation of it. And he keep saying, marking in my book, he keeps saying, my soul caught a hold of it. My soul heard that. My soul was blessed with it. Even though he talks about his spirit and his heart, but he keep making reference to his soul. And that caught my attention. So this morning, the Lord gave me three scriptures. I'm going to give you 9 scriptures. The Lord gave me 3 scriptures. He says, I want you to pray in the spirit and soak your soul in this word. So praying and soaking the word into your soul. I said, all right. And then he gave me the scriptures. I got to get back to them now. I'm in 4 or 5 places at one time. First scripture he gave me was Romans 9:1. I want you to turn there if you got it. None of y'all got no Bible. 9:1. Romans 9:1. You see, he's talking about his conscience. He says, I tell the truth, my lie not. My conscience bear witness in the Holy Ghost. Yeah. So now what you do, how you do that? You pray in tongue, read that scripture. Pray in tongue, read that scripture. You're getting it down in your soul, like I said, soaking your soul with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're actually renewing your mind. You're doing all that at one time. But you're getting your soul involved in supernatural transition. Okay? Now, the next scripture, and it was so correlated, you better come on, Sean. The next scripture was so correlated, because they talk about, both of them talking about truth and lie. 1 John 2:27. There's anointing in the body in you that teaches you all things. You need no man to teach you. But it teaches you the truth and lie not, that you should abide in him. See? When you're praying, all that's going to start hooking together. But you're going after your soul. You're not going after your spirit. Your spirit already ready. Yes, sir. And see, that's what the church have not understood. And now religious folk going to choke on this. But in the book of Acts, they said they turned the world upside down, right? Yes, sir. But in our church, the devil turned us upside down. because the power and authority and the dominion is not there. Let me back, and I'll give you the third scripture in a minute. You cannot walk in holiness, sanctification, and righteousness without your soul being clean. Once you start soaking your soul in the light, your dominion is going to become higher and higher and higher and greater, and demons are going to obey you, and you're going to walk in the power of God at a greater dimension. Third scripture, John 15:7. Now, those three scriptures there now, Romans 9:1, 1 John 2:27, and John 15:7. You will have a ball there because those three scriptures are wrapping around each other, and they'll wrap around your soul. As you're soaking your soul in those scriptures, you come aware of the fact that your conscience, when you say conscience, you're talking about your soul. That's part. Anywhere you see a part of your soul, the mind, that's part of your soul. So the church had been trying to function with the soul left out to a certain degree. Paul, the Apostle Paul, tried to tell us, renew your mind. He was talking about renewing your soul, that your soul can catch on to what your spirit trying to bring through to your body. Because there's no real manifestation or demonstration that's going to come out unless it can go through the spirit, from the Holy Spirit through the soul, to the spirit, through the soul, out to the body, or out to the atmosphere or the person you're ministering to. Okay? And so I did that myself, 15 minutes. You soak it, 15 minutes. Take those scriptures, read those scriptures over and over again. If you want to read them in an amplified Bible, that's fine. But you're getting them down in your soul. You're renewing your mind. You're connecting with your spirit, and you're getting ready for the supernatural. Okay? And I show you how he coordinate. He gave me, he said, pray this for healing and health. Soak your soul in this. I said, what? Acts 10:38. Luke 13:16. That's where the woman was bound by Satan. And then he said, 3 John 2. Well, you know he said, beloved, I wish you more than your prophecy and be in health, even as your soul prophesy. You find yourself praying in tongue for 15 minutes, just reading those three verses. Just reading those three verses. And then you got to be listening, because God going to talk. Then you write it down. Whatever he says, no matter how crazy it sounds, just write it down. He's going to talk in his language. And your spirit and your soul going to understand it. Okay? Now, he gave me scripture for you all. The other three. That's six. And I haven't went through these. So I'm reaching for it. But I think it's 1 Chronicles 29:11-12. We need to read these. 1 Chronicles 29:11. It's talking about the greatness of God. That's it. If that's what they're talking about. Is that what they're talking about? Mm-hmm. Huh? Read it, Chantel. 11 and 12 verses, they're talking about it.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine.
Wow, read.
Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
Now, let me ask you a question. Why are we not getting this? Why are we not? Read it again. Why are we not getting this? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to show you two other scriptures and tell you why you ain't getting it. Read it again.
Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory.
My God. Keep reading, girl. My God.
For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all.
There's a misconnection here somewhere. Read it again. Look at what it said. Why are we not having this?
Thine, O Lord.
He's your God?
Yes, sir.
Read.
Is the greatness?
Yes. Underline that word greatness. That's what I'm going to show you something. Uh-huh.
And the power.
Uh-huh.
And the glory.
And the glory.
And the victory.
And the victory.
And the majesty.
And the majesty.
For all that is in the heaven.
For all that is in the heaven.
And in the earth.
In the earth.
Is thine.
Is thine.
Thine is the kingdom.
The kingdom belongs to you.
O Lord.
O Lord. Because you're connected with him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thy exalted above what?
As head above all. Wow.
You ready? Now, these are three scriptures you need to soak yourself in, and you're going to move into. You see, look at me. The problem is, here's a scenario. I'm in the barbershop, me and the barber talking. Hot Rod died. You remember Hot Rod? Nice guy, real nice guy. You don't know him? Y'all know him. Everybody else know him. He was famous. Leroy told me he got one of the largest contracts in the NBA than any guy ever got. So they knew him all over the world. He was just the right man for that spot at the right time. Nice guy. Sat on my porch and talked with him. But he died at 54. But the Bob and I was talking, and there was a statement made that if you don't recognize your greatness, nobody else will. And I'm just talking about your greatness as a Christian. There's a greatness in you. Write that down. There's a greatness in me because I'm connected to God. And other people, religion, heathen, they don't recognize your greatness. They think you're another piece of junk. They don't. They're just one like us. But you got to know who you are. Greatness mingled in meekness. You don't go around and say, I'm great, I'm great, I'm great. But you got to know yourself that God have made you great. And you know why in a few moments. But Hot Rod came back to Sorrento and became a Sorrentor. I'm trying to use, you know, and he lost his greatness. He didn't recognize who he was. Those people couldn't recognize him as great because they don't know what great is, to tell you the truth about it. I know it's on tape, but they couldn't honor him properly. And so it drained him. I mean, he helped him. He tried to give him, you know, some money. He had plenty of money. He had money he had made. But that don't do it. He should have stayed, come home, visit, and leave. I had to leave Geismar. I tried to put Leroy there, and I had to go back and get him. I mean, in a matter of days, because it was time for our family to move out. Okay? If I'd have stayed there, we wouldn't be here today. Okay? Or y'all wouldn't be employed here. You know you got a good job. You know you got a good job. Because them jobs out there crazy now, man. But anyway, he didn't recognize his greatness. I think if he recognized his greatness, he wouldn't be dead today. I think he'd been somewhere where his greatness could have been celebrated and not just tolerated. I don't even know or understand how to appreciate it. Well, so much for that. So I say that to say this. By not knowing how to properly train your soul, you have not received a lot of things God wants you to receive, even though you were praying, even though you're a good person, even though you praise God, even though you're a church, you're communion, you're tithe, you haven't received like you should receive. Here's why. You notice what Jesus said in John 14:12. Now, remember what we read? Chantel read John 14:12 now. Remember what he said? Read that. Somebody read that. Read that, Montreal. John 14:12. See?
Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works.
All right, God, get that word greater. You remember how I say how great God was, right? Mm-hmm. Now get that word great. Great, read it.
And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
All right, now we're talking about praying in tongue, taking those two scriptures and soak your soul with, right? Mm-hmm. Let me get the third one now. If you don't get this, I can't help you. 1 John 4:4. Mm. And it's the three scriptures. And God just gave them to him. I ain't went and looked them scriptures up. You have overcome them, little children. Mm-hmm. For greater is he that's in you. Wow. There's your greatness right there. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, there's your greatness right there. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Now, 15 minutes you praying that and soaking your soul in that. Soaking your mind, soaking your emotion, soaking your will, and soaking your consciousness in that. And your spirit going to have a ball because stuff going to start shooting through you with power and grace and faith like never before. That's the problem. That's the church problem. The church does not know how to prepare their soul to receive from their spirit. You take 15-minute praying in tongue and keep reading number three scriptures over. What? You're soaking your soul in greatness from the scripture. And you got the Holy Spirit in your spirit working on your soul with the word of God. You come out unnatural man, unnatural woman. The naturalness in us, we have charged our spirit at the expense of our soul. And our spirit said, go help your soul because I'm already ready. I'm the very nature of God. See? In 2 Peter 1, he said, by divine power, exceeding great and precious promise, like precious faith, we are partakers of his divine nature. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. That's the very life of God on the inside of us. But the soul has been put aside. See, the enemy, I'm almost through, the enemy have mixed up the body of Christ in the aspect of not knowing the difference or the reason they have a spirit and a soul. They don't know. I mean, God don't do nothing just to be doing it. So why did he give us a soul? Why he talk about spirit, soul, and the body both? 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Romans 12:1-3. Why did he talk about spirit, soul, and body? Why did he give us a soul? That soul play a part in this area to be able to connect with the spirit that divine power can come through it. You can inject word in your soul. And arrived it to the position where it understand what your spirit is saying. See, that's the way God made it. So now in reading behind Mr. Lake had thousands and thousands of miracles. I read some chapters of the book this morning. Outstanding miracles, supernatural things happened in a matter of time. One sad thing is that the people didn't appreciate it. They didn't understand what he was doing. But in a society like we live in, we got so many Christians who appreciate God and love God, we could have outstanding things happening, you know. And see, since you have heard this, now the Lord, you got to watch how you talk. See, the Lord don't want no beggars. So he'll give you a scripture, and then right behind he'll give you two other scriptures. But you got to be keen enough to hear. Yes, then you say, all right, Lord, I'm going to soak my soul in these three scriptures this morning. Mm-hmm. Now, don't forget the light. Now, you got to do that part because you got to get that sin, wound, and darkness out. Yes, so you see what I'm saying? That's three things. The blood, the dunamis power, the power of the cross, the power of the resurrection, and the glory and the light of Christ. Mm-hmm. Amazing. I talked to the intercessor Sunday. And I give him the scripture in Luke 13, I think. No, Luke 11. I think it's verse 23 where he said, the eye, talk about the eye. You can find it. Talk about the eye. 34 to 36. And the eye, he talking about, is the lens of the soul. That eye is the lens. The eye lens of the soul. See? And he said, if your eye dark, your whole body going to be dark. You see? But actually, he said, then he says, at those voices, he says, actually talking about your soul can't officiate in this office because of your ignorance. Wow. Read Luke 11. Read it, huh?
Amplified version. It says, your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye... your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office.
You heard he say your conscience. Amplified Bible, okay.
Your whole body is full of light.
It can't read it again because it can't fulfill its office. Okay. Go ahead, read it.
Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye, your conscience, is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of light.
All right. Sound and fulfilling its office. What are you going to say now? If it's not sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body going to be full of darkness. What that is? Sickness, disease, demonic thing, cripple, disabled. What? Mm-hmm. Read the next word.
But when it is not sound and is not fulfilling its office, your body is full of darkness.
That is. Read on.
Be careful, therefore, that the light that is in you is not darkness.
Hold on, I got a revelation. If you don't understand what I'm telling you now, the light in you have darkness.
Wow.
You got light in you. You got all his word, all these years, but it's darkness. It's not going to come out to its full potential. You know, mercy and grace help us. We've done some things, but I'm talking about just moving in the realm of the spirit, you know, like lightning, man. How long y'all been praying for the same thing? How long I've been praying for some of the same thing? It shouldn't be that long, man. Understand what's going on here. Read that last word.
If then your entire body is illuminated, having no part dark, it will be wholly bright with light, as when a lamp with its bright rays gives you light.
So if your soul have the light, to operate effectively in its officially ordained orders from God, then you're going to see the miraculous. Then you're going to see things. They'll see the creative miracle in these children. These children don't need no healing. They need a creative miracle. God got the creator, got to go in there and reconstruct some things and get it straightened up. But it's very easy to be done. Very easy to be done, see? So with that in mind, you have these nine scriptures I gave you this morning. And now the Lord came to me. I didn't read this in a book. All of a sudden the Lord says, soak your soul in these scriptures, praying in tongue for 15 minutes. See? I didn't read that. Brother Lake didn't say that. Yes, I think this is for this generation. Yes, yes, now you're going to run into religious opposition. Yes, because you have to oppose things that you're ignorant of. Your mind won't let you even cooperate. So, you know, so as easy as I can, as wise as I can, by much praying, I need you to pray about it, much praying, I think we're going to have you see, God started out in the valley of dry bone with me, apostolically. That's the worst place you can start, in a valley of dry bone. And it's the worst thing if you don't understand it. For God said these bones was very, very dry, Ezekiel 37, they were very, very dry. And then he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel answered rightly. He knew he couldn't do it. Lord, I know it. Then he said, speak to them. He spoke to them. They came up, stood up, but they had no life in them. Then he said, prophesy to the wind. That's the Holy Ghost to come. And when he prophesied to the wind, the Holy Ghost came and they came alive. So the church is somewhat like a valley of dry bone when it comes to understanding the spirit, the soul, and the body, and even the revelation God gives us about grace and faith. It's coming so rapid, and it's such a tremendous change. Say for instance, you have been unrestful, all of you all, because you're not resting in your soul. See, Jesus called you. See, rest in your soul come by, listen to me, rest in your soul comes by revelation, properly digested. Let's say it that way, because I'm going to give you another scripture now. In Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 through 30, tells us something. Now, slowly but surely, the Lord said, now I've been reading that scripture about 40 years. God said, back up one verse. I never backed up that verse. He said, this happened by revelation. Whom I want to reveal to, I reveal them to them, all right? Then he said, come unto me all ye that labor and heavy laden. See that? Mm-hmm. I'll give you rest. But he wants you to make sure, he wants you to know he wasn't talking about just a physical rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek, watch, he said, and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. Because you are not restful until your soul is restful. You can lay down in the most plushest bed, plush house, but if your soul not restful, you're not restful. And Satan been tormenting us in our soul, in our mind, in our emotion, in our will, and in our conscience. That's why he's been tormenting. Why this happened? Why? Don't let him torment you. Tell him we about to do something about this. See? We got a lot of unrest by finances. Your finances in that revelation. When Jesus said, when John said, beloved, I wish you more than your prophet and be in hell to eat me your soul. Financial prosperity was in there. Yes, it's unprospering soul caused people to be broke. Yes, the soul not prosperous. The Lord already have done it. The Lord already sent it, but he can't get it to you because you're in the devil. The devil got you in your soul, in your mindset. You can't cooperate. Now, I don't know about you. If you ever heard a masterpiece, just these few moments, that will change your life forever, you heard it. I hope y'all don't leave out this room and the night and tomorrow. Don't even touch this thing. That I'm just coming in here. I ain't had to tell you this morning, but it's so important that the people with me know where I'm going.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to take off, and y'all not going to even be on the plane if you don't pay no attention when I'm talking to you. And why you sit here and be stupid and could get it and miss out on the whole thing. Talking about your little revelation. Anybody talking about your revelation? Now listen, this is another flow. This is another dimension. This apostolic. Churches all over the world need this. We're going to have to preach it. Me, my son, the rest of you, we're going to preach it from this headquarters. I got all these preachers coming. They ain't going to know nothing about this. They don't know nothing about this. I made the Lord help me. I got so many other things the Lord talked to me about for them, wrote down already. See? Better getting by in ministry. How did that happen? 25 years. You start off, but God, dog, you don't build a building at the bottom of the topo. Anything you're dealing with right now, those nine scriptures, anything. But remember, you have to soak your soul. What you say? I soak my soul. Keep it in the presence of your soul. It's going to do the soaking. See, that term, we haven't heard it in the church. Now, what it said Mr. Lake would do is soak people in prayer. So some of their service would be till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Because they'll pray for one point in 35 minutes. The rest just got to wait till something happens. They don't pray and say, go on faith. They pray till their legs straighten out. See, but you got to have faith to do that, because most preachers wonder about what I know. I ain't have no 1 and 2 o'clock sleep unless the Lord tell me. But it don't even take that long. Yes, you know, Mr. Lakeland was doing a lot of stuff when he wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit. And I, with all respect, and with the law of order, I think we should know more than John Lake, because we. Time advance. See, you see what I'm saying? And we should have more happening. Sam anointed, Sam Holy Spirit, Sam Jesus, Sam Bible, Sam Christ. See? So there's an acceleration. There's an intensity that's going to start out in the body of Christ. And what people, that's why God, that blind woman with blind eyes, blind the whole year, called Calhoun email and say, I got my sight. Now, she belonged to a big church, but she was making reference to this school, them instructor. She got her eye, sight back. This boy here, we need to get this out. This boy here with all these heart attacks and stuff, this need to be known. I don't know, God can give me a wisdom, but the public need to know this, because that's what draws people to Christ. This is a total miracle with that boy's life. Then this boy gets shot at. All them bullets going in the car. Why them bullets didn't hit him and his wife? Right through the windshield where they was. That's a miracle. See, and see, you can't appreciate a miracle if your soul does. Right. You say, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. But when your soul catch a hold of that thing, boy, light come on and say, God, dog. God was in that car. Right. Or the shield was in that car to protect him. That was the shield that would protect him, see? You see my point? Now, you all this stuff, you're not going to be able to take it overnight. But if you just meditate on it. You say, soak in your soul. I give you nine scriptures. But God can give you scriptures yourself. And you got to be serious about it. And you got to stay focused. You got to be attentive. And you got to have expectation. This is nothing you can go play around with. Somebody calling your TV on, all that. No, you got to focus. You got to be right there focused. And 15 minutes? Wow. You come out like a giant. So now you know how to get the sin out your soul. The wound out your soul, and the darkness. So now you'll be able to say with Jesus in John 14:30. Remember what he said? Turn to John 14:30. I think it was an Amplified Bible read that? Huh? No, the Amplified Bible. No clam, nothing common, nothing in me, and no power over me. So now it tells us how the enemy has been taking advantage of us. Because he finds a sin in our soul. Now, it's very simple to get a sin in your soul. It's not that you go commit adultery or anything. It's just somebody rub you wrong, or something in the past, somebody throwing brakes in the red light, somebody throw a finger at you, and you get offended, and you got to get that stuff wiped out. Because that's all Satan doing is trapping you to whoop your tail. That's all he's doing, see? And so the best of the best, don't care who they are, need to repent, ask God to forgive them, apply the blood, apply that resurrection power and shine the glory and the light. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Light there means understanding. It also means, oh, pakatsu lo shuku. Understanding is another word I want to use. Well, enlightenment, you know that. I can't get it. I don't stay that long. You don't do this, you be left behind. I'll be preaching, you don't even know where I'm coming from. Because I'm going to be preaching on another dimension. You understand? You should get it before anybody else get it. You right here with it, and then I take time to come tell you. I mean, you can't tell what's on the inside of me. I mean, but every now and then I call a little session to talk to you. These are very important. Millions of people would like to be in this room. Millions of preachers would like to be in this room. It changed their life forever. It's going to change your money, change your health, change your relationship. Because, see, a husband and wife, why Satan get us to talk a little crazy talk? We're supposed to be soul tied. Two become one, can't become unless their soul tied together. That means they think alike by the self-same spirit. So you catch families always got squabbles. The squabbles are because their souls are not tied. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to tie them. You start soaking your soul and you get tied. You get tied together and you be one, as the Lord said. See, your soul been your divider, not your spirit. Your soul been the divider. The soul bring division. The soul, not the soul doing it. It's just you being ignorant of what the soul for. Right. See, it's not really the soul doing it. Let me take that back. Not the soul doing it. It's your ignorant self doing it. The soul that ready if you give it the instruction. Yes, old people used to say, bread of heaven. Bread of heaven. Feed me till I want no more. Yes, sir. Now you need to feed your soul, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Feed it till you want no more. See it. We're talking about being full of the Spirit. I'm full of the Spirit. Absolutely. That's scripture. That's right. You're full of the Spirit with a dumb soul. Now, what good they going to do you now? You're trying to drive the truck and the soul keeps falling off the truck. You ask the fool why you fall off the truck. He said, you ain't told me nothing to stay on the truck. You ain't told me how to hold on or nothing, how to sit down or nothing. You just all up, you're all up in the Spirit. You ain't trained me, no. That's what it's saying. You can see that. It's comical, but it's the reality. Because in 2 or 3 days, you're all going to see the difference if you do it. See, you know, I do everything because I love God, not because I want something from Him. You got to do it because you love Him. I want to be in His step. And as long as you're in His step, Mr. Lake was going to preach in Africa and they didn't have enough money. He got 7 children. 4 people with him. They're on a boat. In the line, when you get in line to get off, they don't let you come in another country with less than $125. You got to have some money because you're going to become a... So they stop you. They send you back. He in line. His wife said, what are we going to do? We ain't got no more dollars up there. He said, God sent me. I'm just going to get in the line. Almost when he got it to him, a man tapped him on the shoulder and said, can I talk to you a minute? Give him $200. He got back in the line. Now, no home. They don't know the language. They don't have no home. Don't have no home or nothing. They don't know the language. They didn't land it. But they prayed on the boat, God, we need a home. We can do something about it. You send them. He get off the boat. Lady said, little lady come up and said, you a missionary? He said, yeah. How many you got with you? He said, I got 7 children and 4 other people. Come on, I'm going to give you a home. Come on, I'm going to give you a home. She gave him a home. You have to learn what you're not doing is you cannot really fully trust God by faith when your soul is in stagnation.
That's right. Yes, sir.
And what then happened is the church have belittled the soul and they're afraid to talk about it. I know I'm not born again in my soul, but if I put the food in my soul will rise up and receive what I'm born again about. I think it's a good statement why God gives us a soul. Yeah, I mean, God didn't do nothing just to be doing something. And so the Bible said, what it profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Through patience, You possess your soul. See, the psalmist said, Lord, he restores my soul. See, that means your soul can get unrestored. Like, well, see, you got to keep it restored, keep it revelant, keep it in revelation. You see what I'm saying? Now, over the years, I've accomplished some things, but I know the Lord just took my soul along with it. Mm-hmm. I'm reading so much, you know. Mm-hmm. My soul said, thank God, I got something. He don't really know what he's doing, but he just think he's renewing his mind. But you're renewing your conscience, you're renewing your will. See, when your soul not right, you make wrong decisions. You make wrong choices. See, you're trying to get your body healed, and your body can't get healed without your soul. See? So that's why so many people pray prayer, and they don't be healed. Beloved, I wish above all things your prosper and being helped, even as your soul prosper. I mean, what that for? That's a powerful voice there. You see? Soul prosperity is so important for everything else to work. Let me close. You're already perfect in your spirit. But you got to pull things into your soul. Broke, soul. Sick, soul. Confused, soul. Getting ready to die early, soul. It's going to let you die. Any question? We're going to close. Any question? Yeah, go ahead, Ron.
On the part about the sin, the wound, and the darkness, is that a process or any one of those things can affect your soul?
They all interrelated. Okay. From the sin comes the wound. Okay. Then the darkness is there. Okay. So you got to take care of all three because they're interrelated. Okay. If you don't take care of either one of those, they all can hold you back. But with the blood, the power of the resurrection, and the glory and the light of Christ shining on it, it'll finally be healed. All right, I'll give you a little extension. How you can't automatically know what wound you have. So I'm going to pray, Lord, let them have dreams, and then, Lord, give them interpretation of the dream so they understand. How many of y'all dream at any time, given time? Y'all in pretty good shape. Almost 100% of us dream. Through dream, he's going to reveal wounds to you. What had become a wound. Now, in my dream, it may be somebody else he's showing you, but he really talking to you. So those dreams are kind of squirrely, but the Holy Spirit got to help you. But that, all through your life now, God will show you dreams of things you need to get corrected. Now, you know you got a conviction power of the Holy Spirit. We know that. But on these wounds, he'll show you a dream, and he'll show you somebody else's problem, but he's really talking to you. So that morning now, you know what to work on. Yes, sir. Also, at the first day, you might not get it out. The second day, it might take a while. But not only now, dream on one end, confirmation on the other end. When you get it, you confirm. I dealt with one the other day. I think I told you all about it Sunday. I was dealing with something, and I was dealing with a wound. And then all of a sudden, in open vision, I was sitting in my desk, the face of a big lion showed up. And then a few seconds later, I saw him, the whole body, something dragging him, he dead. That tell me you got that. See, that's the confirmation. So you don't have to pray about that no more. He's dead. I got him. Do it more. See, that's the kind of confirmation you get. So the scripture say, as a roaring lion, he comes to see. That's the scripture. See, I got the scripture now. As a roaring lion, you come and see whom he could devour. So the Lord used it as illustration. And there's a dead lion. I saw his tail, his whole body, his head. And well, I didn't see who dragged him. I knew who was dragging him, though. Dragging his dead tail off. I got this. So my wound, I'm clean from that wound. Now my soul, you see. But you're never over as long as you're in this life.
Yes, sir.
You're always going to have wounds. Okay, how good you try to live, you're going to have wounds, sin, wounds. Because people, you see, it's not... So what you say about somebody, what somebody say about you, and somebody talk to you wrong, all kind of stuff. And you just got to stay clean, 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 clean. But the Lord will show you how they build that wound, get that wound. You can get the wounds out of you. And now, you're going to be real restful. There's a lot of tension in not understanding how to get manifested in your soul. Even though things, circumstances, such a way, be a real refer. I'll give you an instance. Shauna had a wreck the other day and had two men run to the house. I mean, they were real nervous. One in the truck. He said, Your daughter had a wreck. I said, okay. Your daughter had a wreck. I said, okay. Another man come. I said, I went in there. I said, I had to put a cap or something on. Something I got to get on. And, you know, Carolyn was getting ready. But I never rushed. I was restful with the contentment that she was taking care of because I had already spoken to God about it.
Yes.
And so I went out there, so now my blood pressure, nothing had to go up, nothing, nerve, no tension.
Yes, sir.
I was trusting God, and I went out there, and it was just like I believed.
Yeah.
Because she could have got wiped out the way that thing was,
yes,
see. But God told her, speed up. So when she speed up, the lady hit the back part, still right where she was. That is, you're real restful. You're real restful. You know, I found out this after I got money. You know, I have money. But some of y'all need some more money. And this going to bring it. I'm telling you, this going to bring it. Now, what the advantage we have is we are sowers. We know how to sow. We know how to hear God. You got to know how to hear God. You understand? And whatever he tell you to do, do it. I mean, you know, I sold that $5,000. I got $10,000 back already and $29,000 not coming. It's just the way it happened. Just sow wherever God tell you sow. So attend to that. Attend to it. As you ask God more about it, give you more wisdom about it, he will. Okay, but you're gonna, them dreams are not just dreams. You laugh, talk about, and then when you have a bad dream, don't focus on the problem of the dream. See, don't what that is. Get worried. No. Just go ahead on and get your soul straight. Soak your soul. Soak is a good word. It's a word saturate, and it's the same word as the aspect on taking time to take in. It's like a sponge. You put it down in the water, put it up to my, look at it, full, ain't full. You got to squeeze it, get the wax off it, and keep it down there like you're going to drown it. Mm-hmm. You keep it down there long enough for, I guess, to drown it.
Mm-hmm.
They can come out alive. All right, that's good. That's enough. Let's go eat. That's enough.